So again, Baruch Hashem, it's been a bit of while as we separated for Simchas, but let's return to Birchas HaTorah. We spent enough time discussing exactly what Birchas HaTorah is and why there are three Birchas HaTorah. So what we're going to do in the subsequent next weeks is go through each of the three brachos. We're going to go through each of the three brachos individually, and we're going to try to pull out practical meaning for each and every one of us. Now, the first issue is, what is the proper bracha of La'asok B'divrei Torah? Now, we know it says La'asok B'divrei Torah, because that's what it says in the Siddur. However, there are different versions of our Gemara. The Gemara and brachos that discusses Birchas HaTorah has different versions. In the version of the Rif and the Rambam, the Gemara says you should say Al Divrei Torah, on Divrei Torah. And the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah in the first parak of brachos both cite both versions of La'asok B'divrei Torah and Al Divrei Torah, and they feel that the better version is Al Divrei Torah. And the Tur writes in Siman Mem Zayin, where laws of Birchas HaTorah are discussed, and he says that Ashkenazim, the Nusach is La'asok B'divrei Torah, and the Ritva in Psachim says Umihu Matsinu. Oh, I forgot to share the source sheet. One second, let me just pause for a moment. Apologies. Okay, good. Okay, perhaps next we're going to have to print. I haven't printed anything in a very long time. Okay, so the Ritva writes there in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Zayin, the Gemara there is discussing the question of should a bracha be with a lamed or with an al, and the Ritva says, Umiu matzinu nusach meduyakas b'chenu b'chol nuschei sfarad. He has a more careful nusach, and it should be la'asok b'divrei Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch says the nusach is al divrei Torah, and that is the minhag of Sfardim and Chabad to say al divrei Torah. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, as the Chafetz Chaim writes, they all say that the minhag Ashkenaz is la'asok b'divrei Torah. And the Divrei Chamudos and the Rush is confused as to why the Rama never brings this as the Minhag Ashkenaz. It's very strange. Usually the Rama pipes up and says something what the Ashkenazi custom is, but here he's quiet. And we need the Magen Avraham, who lived, you know, almost a century later, the Mishnah Berurah, to come and tell us what the Minhag of Ashkenazim is. Now, let's just talk for a moment regarding the issue of Al versus La in a bracha. The machlokas is this Gemara in Sachem and Daf Ches and Daf Zayin relating to the bracha of Biur Chametz. Should the bracha be Al Biur Chametz when it comes to Pesach, or Leva'er Chametz, on the destruction of Chametz, or to destroy Chametz? So Tosus and the Rishonim there explain at length the difference between the Takana, the establishment of Al, versus the Takana of La. We have different brachos that sometimes have a Lamed or Al. And there are many different approaches to the Rishonim. It's not our focus right now. And within their discussion, they mention the bracha for Torah. They discuss what bracha should Torah should be, with an al or a la. And the Ritva follows the approach that the brachos recited after the mitzvah has been done should be al. And therefore he asks why the nusach is al divrei Torah. And the Ritva explains beautifully. Listen to what he writes. V'yesh lomar, l'fisha divrei Torah ein lahem keva. Because Torah have no set time. U'mitzvah la'hagos ben tamid. There's always a mitzvah to learn Torah. Asua ki'ilu ein la haschila elishu gemar. And therefore, he says, we never consider an end to Torah. And because there's no end to Torah, Torah is always considered to be going and always considered to be active. And therefore, he wants to say, that's why Al Divrei Torah makes sense. Now, again, we don't follow that opinion, but the idea that the Birchas HaTorah reflects the ongoing, daily, hourly, momentary connection to Torah that exists all times. The Avudraham suggests that mitzvos that can be done with a shaliach, with a messenger, should get an al. If that's the case, then why should Torah have an al? Because someone can't learn Torah from you. And then he says maybe somebody can learn Torah on your behalf. But again, just wanted to show that the nusach of Birchas HaTorah connects to this machlokas of al for a Birchas mitzvah, or Le with a lam for Birchas HaMitzvos. Let's get into now the main question. And there's really only one question to discuss because it is such a short bracha, and that is, what does it mean, la'asok b'divrei Torah? What does it mean to be Osek in Torah? What kavanah do we have when we say this bracha? So the Beis Yosef cites the Avudraham and the Sefer HaManhig, who felt that Al Divrei Torah is more correct because it includes the learning of Torah and the doing of mitzvos. On Divrei Torah, on matters of Torah. However, La Sok B'Divrei Torah, to be engaged in Torah, only seems to refer to the learning of Torah. I point you now to the comments of Rabbeinu Yosef ben Palat. He is of the generation of Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes HaGadol, attributed to Rashi in his Beis Medrash. So he writes as follows in Simen Nun Gimel. He says, "Ubirchas haTorah shamati mevarchen osa be'eretz Losir, in the area called Losir, wherever that is, they make the bracha of La'asok b'divrei Torah. Ubehalachos gedolos, in other sources they say, Asher kedushan mitzvah tivanu al divrei Torah. V'chein tiva b'romi v'chol eretz Sfarad. This is what they do in Rome and in the Sephardic countries. Gam eretz, I'm not sure what that country is. He says, Lo asok ba bilvad el lilmo lamed lishmor v'lasos ked mefarsh masachas sota. He says, you don't just learn Torah. You learn, you teach, you practice. It encompasses more than just learning. Hilkach mevarchen al divrei Torah. We make the bracha of al divrei Torah. And therefore, says Rav Yosef ben Palat, we say al divrei Torah, because when you make a birchas haTorah in the morning, it's not just sitting there with a book or listening to a shiur. You teach the Torah to your friends, you share an idea, you practice the Torah, and there the bracha is al divrei Torah, in all matters of Torah. The Beis Yosef is confused by this reason. The Beis Yosef disagrees. He says, wouldn't the expression la'asok b'divrei Torah do a better job of conveying that we are trying to do with the birchas haTorah? La'asok, to be osek, to be involved, to be, you know, connected, to be immersed in Torah. Aren't we trying to focus on that's what al divrei Torah would be. I apologize, take that back. The Beis Yosef says, what are we trying to do with the birchas haTorah? With the birchas haTorah, we are trying to focus on learning of Torah. Most people, when they make a birchas haTorah, they're not thinking about practicing of Torah, they're talking about learning of Torah. So if that's the case, la'asok b'divrei Torah should be more correct. So the Aruch HaShulchan responds to the Beis Yosef, and he says that certainly al-divrei Torah refers to limud haTorah, because we say right afterwards, v'harevna, and this is going on limud haTorah, the learning of Torah should be sweet. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says no, al-divrei Torah can also have the connotation of learning of Torah. Again, this is all theoretical for us because we don't make this bracha for ourselves, being, I think, everybody here is Ashkenazi. But for in that case, just understand the connotation. The Aruch HaShulchan of Aaron of Lunel, one of the great Rishonim, writes, he goes in the other direction. He says La'asok is referring to performing mitzvos. Now, many Acharonim want to connect the two versions to the discussion of whether these are birchas ha-mitzvos or birchas ha-shevach. Are these a bracha on doing a mitzvah, or are we praising Hashem for the Torah like we discussed a couple of weeks ago? The nusach of al-divrei Torah, the version of on words of Torah, fits the theme of birchas ha-mitzvah, because we are focusing on the actual learning of Torah. The nusach of, la'asok b'divrei Torah connects to birchas ha-mitzvah, the actual learning of the Torah itself. The nusach of al-divrei Torah is a birchas ha-shevach, a praise of the merit, the zuchus we have to have divrei Torah. And according to this, we can understand the Avodram in the Sefer HaManig that we quoted before. Meaning, if birchas ha-Torah is a shevach, a praise, then the brach of al-divrei Torah can include the reality that the Jewish people have a Torah and mitzvah to follow. We're praising Hashem not just for the learning of Torah, not just for learning in a shiur or listening to a shiur, but that we can then go and practice what we learned in the shiur afterwards. That's al-divrei Torah. In fact, Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher and Parshas Hazinu, so he uses this to explain a difficult comment of Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. Rav Yaakov Ettlinger was the great Rabbanim of Germany in the 1700s. He was the Rebbe, a little bit of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, but the Rebbe of the Rebbe also of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. So Rav Yaakov Ettlinger has Chidushim on Shas, called the Aruch Lener, and he has a commentary on the laws of Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah called the Bikurei Yaakov. In the Bikura Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Edlinger suggests that a person is not allowed to wave lulav and esrog in the morning until after he makes a Birchas HaTorah. Wow, what a chumrah! Can you imagine such a thing? You can't wave lulav and esrog in the morning on Sukkot until you make a Birchas HaTorah? We usually say you can't learn Torah until you make a Birchas HaTorah, but you can't perform a mitzvah until you make a Birchas HaTorah? So says Rav Asher Weiss, that based on the Avudraham, that Birchas HaTorah includes Kabbalas HaMitzvos, not just the learning of a book and reading Divrei Torah, but the learning of Torah and then applying the Divrei Torah. And therefore, Birchas HaTorah must be recited before all performance of mitzvos. A chumrah, a very big stringency we don't find cited very often. But again, it connects to the theme of, is this a bracha on Torah and all the things that come with Torah, or is it just a bracha on the learning of Torah itself? Let's get now into the meaning of the word lasok. What does the expression lasok b'divrei Torah mean? The Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam, we've quoted the Rabbeinu Manoach a few times now, on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, he says that it means to put in a lot of effort, because Torah needs effort to understand it. Lasok means to put in effort for Torah. This is repeated by the Bach. The Bach writes in Simin Mem Zayin. The Bach says, "Telefi she'ikar havtacha shivtach tanuhu yizbarach lo haise ela al esek haTorah." Because what Hashem has promised us, all the good things that Hashem promises us in the Torah that we get for learning Torah is only through esek haTorah, effort learning Torah. Hu amel v'hatoreach. As Rashi says, you should walk in Hashem's path, that you should have a melus effort in learning Torah. So you can guard and to keep them. And then what will happen? What will happen if you put effort in learning Torah? You'll have rain in the proper time. All the brachas of the Torah. Because the main way to learn Torah is to put effort in. It's nice. You listen to a shiur, listen to something on your phone, you read an English sefer. That's all very, very nice. And that's good. And that's what people should do. But it's also good to push yourself to learn things that are challenging, a little bit different, requires a little bit more brain power to learn something on your own, maybe in Hebrew, that requires a little bit more effort to get the Divrei Chazal, whatever it may be. That's what La'asok B'Divrei Torah means, to put effort into learning of Torah. The Taz, the son-in-law of the Bach, those Taz married the Bach's daughter. There's a very nice story about how that ends up happening, but that's not for right now. So the Taz writes, She'ikr ma'ilas oskim b'Torah dafka derach torach v'yagia v'yal zekivnu b'bracha la'asok b'Divrei Torah. He says, because the main aspect of Torah is to put in effort, and therefore the bracha is la'asok b'Divrei Torah. The Prima Gadim, Rav Yosef Tumim, writes that for this reason, we recite La'asok B'Divrei Torah first of the three brachos, because the main thing when learning Torah is to work hard and to have a melus b'Torah, to have effort in learning Torah. The Pri Chadash asks that this only makes sense for Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim sit over a Gemara in a Beis Medrash struggling for 10, 12 hours a day. But what about a Stam Baal Habas? Guys, regular yeshiva education, regular yeshiva background, and he sits there with an art school, Gemara, he does Daf Yomi, half listening, half paying attention, maybe he remembers it, maybe he doesn't remember it, he's not putting so much effort. They don't put so much amelus into their Torah. So why does a regular Baal HaBas, not a big Talmid Chacham, say La'asok B'Divrei Torah? So the Pri Megadim answers the Pri Chadash, and he explains that we are Ki'ish Echad, we're all one people. And when we recite V'hayir Einenu B'Sora Secha, you should enlighten our eyes in Torah. We are asking that the Einei Ha'eda, who are the Einei Ha'eda? The leaders of the Jewish people, that their Torah should have clarity. And therefore, when we say La'asok B'Divrei Torah, it can refer to us or the Torah leaders of the generation who learned Torah and guide us. La'asok B'Divrei Torah. I'm learning Torah on my level, but people who know more are learning Torah on their higher level as well. The Chassam Sofer, in his Siddur, the Chassam Sofer didn't write a Siddur, but they took all the comments of the Chassam Sofer and they collected them into his Siddur. So he rejects the idea that La'asok B'Divrei Torah only relates to Talmidei Chachamim. What? That's not true. There are some Oskim, there are some businesses, like Asek in Hebrew means a business, right? There are some asakim, some businesses, that are more strenuous and others that are less. Now, some people work in hard manual labor, and they're carrying and doing heavy things. There's plumbers who are in the heat and, you know, working in homes underneath sinks, and there's all types of strenuous aspects of their jobs. There are people who have high stress level jobs, doctors, emergency rooms, things like that. But there are also people who have very low stress level jobs. Guy sits by a desk and answers some questions, types some reports, you know, very jobs that are not, Baruch Hashem, the guy has not a lot of stress in his job, but he makes a parnasa anyway. Some make money with manual labor, and some invest their money. So too, a person who financially supports Torah is called an osek b'Torah. And that's the kavanah for this bracha as well, says the Chassam Sofer. Lasok b'divrei Torah. I can learn Torah, but if I can't learn Torah, then I can be osek. I can use Torah as a business. I can invest in Torah. And that's the best business you can invest in Liman and other people's learning of Torah. That's approach number one, Amelus b'Torah. The Pri Chadash, as we note, has a problem. He takes the opposite approach. He explains that it's true that Torah is never-ending, and there's always more to investigate and understand Torah. However, at the same time, every word of Torah is valuable. And therefore, la'asok can mean to be involved in even the slightest learning of Torah. It doesn't mean a lot of effort in Torah. It just means, I caught a piece of Torah there. I was half listening to a shiur. I was half paying attention to a book I was reading. And that's what it means, la'asok b'divrei Torah. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Tzidkas HaTzadok and Osman Tess, that it's for this reason we say la'asok b'divrei Torah, not la'asok b'Torah. Why do we say la'asok b'divrei Torah, not la'asok b'Torah? Because we can never say for sure that we are doing the highest level of Torah l'shma. What we can say, says Rav Tzadok, is that we're engaging in divrei Torah, things related to Torah. But who has the chutzpah to say that I am osek b'Torah, that I know exactly what the Torah is, and I'm connecting exactly to the deepest and most perfect level of Torah, b'Torah, that Torah itself. What I can say is, I'm la'asok b'divrei Torah, stuff about the Torah. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not as good, but everyone can say they're la'asok b'divrei Torah, that they're connected to words of the Torah. Let's move on now to the Maharal. The Maharal in the Nesivas Olam, in the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Zayin, which we will quote from extensively because he speaks a lot about Birchas HaTorah, explains that Rabbi Yehuda Seed, who is the man to Amar, who brings this bracha in the Gemara, he sees that Torah needs a bracha like any other. He sees that they need a bracha like any other mitzvah. Why la'asok b'divrei Torah and not lilmod b'divrei Torah, says the Maharal. One second, hold on. Someone wants to get into having trouble. Hold on. Okay. It's fine. So, sorry about that. So again, the Maharal asks, why do we say la'asok b'divrei Torah, not lilmod b'divrei Torah, to learn Torah? Says the Maharal, three answers. The first is our job is to be osek and to learn Torah. Even if we get the wrong halacha, we still get schar, and it's called a mitzvah. Our job is to use our brains to the best of our abilities to understand the Torah. And we should take the Torah, work with it as hard as we can, and come out with our own understanding. Lilmod Torah means that you understand perfect pshat at the end of the day. La'asok b'divrei Torah means that I'm using and understanding the Torah on my level, according to my understanding. That you're not supposed to understand exactly what Hashem's intentions were. We're trying our best. La'asok b'divrei Torah, to doing our best to understand what the Ratzon Hashem is. The next answer, says the Maharal, is that limud Torah means with your mind. La'asok b'divrei Torah means that you have to speak at divrei Torah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, we use the expression la'asok. In fact, one doesn't need to make a birchas haTorah if you don't have a maisa, an action, i.e. moving your lips with learning of Torah. And that is a strong statement to the Maharal. The Maharal is saying that you do not fulfill the mitzvah of Torah unless you are osek, using your mouth. You have to speak divrei Torah. If you just use your mind or read Torah with your eyes, that's not limud Torah. This is in fact machlokas in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter to think divrei Torah before reciting Birchas HaTorah, but the Vilna Gaon argues that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah can be fulfilled with machshava, and therefore you cannot even think divrei Torah in the morning without reciting Birchas HaTorah. The Chayadim cites the Gra, but in the Nishmas Adam he defends the approach of the Shulchan Aruch by noting that the source of Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Ekra, I will call out in Hashem's name. Kriya, Dibor, using your mouth. He then says, La Asok B'Divrei Torah means a Maisa, just as the Maharal explained as well. So the Nishmas Adam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Maharal, all in the same line, that Limud HaTorah needs to be speaking with your mouth, La Asok B'Divrei Torah. The third approach of the Maharal is in his commentary in Pirkei Avos in the Derech Chaim, in Perek Beis, and he says that Divrei Torah is with more than just one person. But La Asok B'Divrei Torah is when only one person is learning. And therefore, since this bracha is even for the individual, we say La'asok b'divrei Torah in our Birchas HaTorah, that even you learning by yourself is considered Limud HaTorah. Okay, let's turn now to the next approach, and that is the Rokeach. The Rokeach writes, La'asok b'divrei Torah, k'dichsiv v'shinantem levanecha v'dibarta bam b'shivtecha b'veisacha. You have to teach Torah. V'agisav o'yomam v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night. It seems that La'asok B'Divrei Torah, according to the Rokeach, is defining exactly what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah should be. The source is V'Dibar Tabam, meaning not the knowledge of Torah, what is primary, but the learning of Torah is primary. The most important thing a person can do is to learn Torah as much as they can, regardless of how much you retain or know. The being osek in Torah, the trying and learning, even if you don't remember anything, that's what your job is, to learn as much as you can. On the other hand, even if a person has yediyas haTorah, Torah knowledge, they have to keep on learning. There's no such thing as knowing everything. The mitzvah is to learn Torah, not necessarily to know all the Torah. We should try to know all the Torah, but the mitzvah is la'asok b'divrei Torah, the learning of the Torah. But Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Pri Tzadok that the main thing is to be esek b'Torah, and to do something and not nothing. Be involved at all times to be doing something related to Torah. Perhaps we could explain that La'asok B'Divrei Torah means that no matter what your asik is, no matter what your job is, it should be done in a way of Divrei Torah. La'asok, your job should be B'Divrei Torah, in the path of learning of Torah. I want to end with the last shot over here, and that is based on the commentary of Yehuda Ibn Yakar, which was one of the earliest commentaries on the Siddur. So Yehudi Ibn Yakar explains, Ba la'asok b'Torah shebaalpeh. You come to learn Torah shebaalpeh, and we say, Omer ha'kshir k'nisham esod sivanu, la'asok b'divrei Torah. Esek nofel alashon shalomid alpeh. Esek is about something you learn with your mouth, which is what we said before from the Maharal. Lefi she'esek achar mevatal esek zeh. And when you learn one thing, that means you're not doing another thing. Al shema pasuk lakach lashon esek. Kedamru b'shmos rabba ki ha'oshek yehol al chacham. She'achacham misasik b'dvarim harbe ma'akvin oso min ha'chachba. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles that if a person is multitasking, right, you're driving and on your phone and talking to somebody else, you're trying to study for something, you're while you're reading a magazine, listening to music, multitasking does not work. When you're multitasking on another thing, you're not giving the one thing that you're trying to do the most the attention deserves, and you lose out. Studies have shown again and again and again that multitasking, even though we think we multitask, it's not true. We're always losing out one way or the other when we try to multitask. So says Shlomo HaMelech, Achacham misasik b'dvarim harbe. Achacham who's trying to learn lots of different things at the same time, you're not going to be able to get chachma, because everything's going to block and nothing's going to connect. The word asek means that you are involved in something to the exclusion of something else. And to focus on just Torah, or just that mitzvah, or just the thing you're doing, and be focused there, and to remove all other distractions. To be involved in learning to the extent that other things that might would never bother the learning. That's what it means to la'asok b'divrei Torah. So with this idea, the Alter of Kelm said that just like in business, you are not successful if you simply do your job and go home without thinking about work. Nobody has become extremely successful at their job when they leave their work at the office and don't bring it home. Whether you are a Rebbe and you care about your students, whether you're a doctor and you're thinking about your patients, whether you are an accountant and you're thinking about the next project and the next tax deadline, whatever your job is, nobody has become extremely successful if they only left their job at work. The way you become good is when you're thinking about work, not to the extent that you forget about your family and other things as well. But a person who's really into their job and really wants to make their job successful financially, they're thinking about those things even when they've left the office. So too in learning. You will be successful only if you take your learning with you outside of the shir, outside of the chavrusa, outside of the sefer, to take it with you wherever you go. So writes the Alter of Kelm in the Chacham Moser. Let's see. He says, "Anachnu mevarchim bebirchas haTorah la'asok b'divrei Torah, v'lo lilmod Torah, not lilmod Torah. Heiriu lanu bazeh, ki shoresh hakol, the foundation of everything, ki sheyishtadel ha'adam la'asos, esek shemaim la'esek. You need to turn your ruchnius into your job. Lo lepachos milei d'alma. No less than whatever is giving you a check at the end of the month. V'yaz yaskil lahavin es asher lefanav. To use every single ounce of your being to understand what's in front of you. V'yata b'shvil esek ein potzer pelo l'shvach v'lo l'gnai. Aval hakol yodim ki kein tzarech liyos. When you have an esek, when you have a job, nobody tells you, oh, you're too involved in your job. People understand, you have to go to work. This is what you have to do. And nobody questions why you're doing it. It's just clear, this is what you do. You have a job, you have to take care of it. And we can move on, may love. And the same thing when it comes to Torah. Nobody, you should never give off the impression, and certainly the husband in the house, the man of the house, should never give off the impression, or should never ever be questioned, like, why are you going to learn? Should you be learning, should you not be learning? No. You're learning. The father, the man of the house, the husband, whatever it may be, needs to be involved in learning. Never shall, like, if your father got up in the morning and left the house, and he said, where are you going? And you say, he said to you, I'm going to work. So you say, what are you going to work for? Like, what's going on? Where are you going to work? What's that all about? So the same thing when it comes to Limud HaTorah. If the person's leaving the house, and someone asks them, where are you going? I'm going to a shir. Push it, you're going to a shir. I'm going to have a chavrusa. Push, you're going to have a chavrusa. Why would somebody have a say? Oh, you're so frum, you're going to a shir. No, of course you're going to a shir. Of course you're going to learn Torah. If I would never question a person when they're going to their job, then why would I ever question a person when they're going to learn Torah, going to engage in ruchnius, going to engage in spiritual matters? And that's what it means, la'asok b'divrei Torah. That learning Torah is a job. And just like nobody would question it or question the amount of effort and time and commitment you put into it when it comes to your job, so too nobody should ever question the time, effort, and commitment when it comes to Limud HaTorah as well. So I want to cite a beautiful story in the biography of Rav Gifter. Rosh Shiva tells. I recommend it. It's a good one. So this is on page 131. Listen to the following story. So the author, Rabbi Spiro, says as follows. On a fundraising trip to Mexico, Rav Gifter tried to meet with a particular man who is known to be quite wealthy. After much effort, Rav Gifter was told that the only time available was very early in the morning, before traditional work hours began. Not to be deterred, the Rosh Yeshiva agreed to the appointment. When he entered the man's office, he was shocked to see the man was already doing business on the phone. Seeing his guest, the man apologized, saying, "I'm sorry, I just don't have time to talk to you right now." Rav Gifter replied, "Let's not talk about money. I want to ask you a question. At first, I came to your house to see you there, and I saw your beautiful mansion with all the amenities. When do you have time to enjoy it if you're always so taken up with your businesses?" The Jew looked at Rav Gifter, barely comprehending the question. "Rebbe, the house is not for me. I have nothing from it. As you can see, I spend my time in the business. It is for my wife and children." "Rebbe," he continued, and he said in Yiddish, "if one wants to succeed, one must be totally immersed in the business." He says, "Brachman, liggen in Geschäft. Liggen in Geschäft. You have to be immersed in your business if you want to be successful." Rav Gifter responded excitingly, "You don't have to give me any money. I have received something much more valuable than money. I have received a lesson I can convey to my Talmidim. If you want to succeed, you have to be totally immersed in the business. Limiting Geschäft. Our business is Torah." And the Rosh Yeshiva returned from his trip to Mexico with some additional funding for the yeshiva. But more than that, he came back with this lesson. And Rav Gifter often explained that we recite the bracha in Birchas HaTorah every morning, La'asok b'divrei Torah, to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. The use of the word La'asok seems unusual. Perhaps we should recite Lilmod. Why La'asok? And he explained that an asek is a business. We must treat our learning like a business. If we want to be successful in our learning of Torah, then we must live with the Torah. And that is what it means to connect to Torah. And that is the kavana of La'asok b'divrei Torah. It reminds me of what I heard many, many years ago from a wonderful Rebbe I had in high school, Rabbi Gash Yudin. He would note that La'asok b'divrei Torah means to be soaked in divrei Torah. That was a play on words that Rabbi Yudin had. La'asok b'divrei Torah, soaked in divrei Torah. That it should be dripping for you. If you jumped into a pool and you came out of the pool dripping with water, you would be soaked. And so too, when you jump to learning of Torah, you should be drenched, soaked with the Torah itself, that it should follow you wherever you go at the end of the day. So, we'll stop here.